Okay, good afternoon, evening, everybody. Today's daf, or tomorrow's daf, is Gittin Daf Nun Zayin. We are holding on daf Nun Vav Amid Beis. We are at the very end of the page, four lines from the end of the page, Unculus Bar Kolonikus. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lina Nishmas' mother, Golda Bas Simcha Shalom, Nisham Shav and Aliyah. What we're going to talk about in today's daf is, first of all, we're going to tell the story of the three different people that Unculus Bar Kolonikus consulted with before converting to Judaism. The thing that all three people had in common is that they were all dead by the time that he consulted with them. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the destruction of Har HaMelech, of Tur Melka. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the greatness of the people of Kfar Schanya Shel Mitzrayim, and why it is that it was destroyed, considering the greatness of the people that lived there. Then the Gemara is going to tell us the story of the destruction of the city of Beitar. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to tell us a little bit about the punishment that the Jewish people were in for killing Zechariah. And then the Gemara is going to tell us various tragic stories of death from the times of the Churban, and the daf is going to conclude with five drashos on the pasuk of Alecha Haragnu Kol Hayom. The first couple of those drashos come in the context of stories relating to death surrounding the Churban. So let's get right to it. Unculus Bar Kolonikus Barach de Titus Ava. He was the nephew of Titus by Ligure, and he wanted to be Megayer. Also asked the Titus Benegida. So he brought up Titus using some sort of necromancy to consult with his uncle. So Amalei, Unculus asked Titus, Man Chashva Ualma, who are the most Chashva people in that world? So Amalei, so Titus responded, Yisrael, it's Klal Yisrael. So Unculus asked Titus, Ma'alid Bukebuhu, is it Kedai, is it worthwhile to connect to Klal Yisrael and be Megayer? So Amalei, Titus said, no, you'll never be able to do it. Milayu Nefisha, they have so many mitzvahs. V'lo matzis l'kiyu minu, you'll never be able to be Mekayim all these mitzvahs. So I'll give you a better answer what to do. Zil igri bubu alma, go and make their lives miserable during this, in this world, meaning go and persecute them as much as you can. V'havis resha, then you'll become someone really chashuv in this world. Because the pasuk says, "So you tzareh l'rosh," that those who aggravate Klal Yisrael and who persecute Klal Yisrael are going to be l'rosh. Kalameitzer l'Yisrael, anyone who makes tzaros for Klal Yisrael, nasa l'rosh. It's like a guarantee that they're going to be a rosh in this world. Now that's a very perplexing thing. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu make that part of the teva habriya, that anyone who drives Klal Yisrael crazy, anyone who makes our lives miserable, becomes a rosh in this world? So the Rishonim and Achronim give different suggestions. Tosos Maseches Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel Beis says that it's in order that people shouldn't say that we have fallen in the hands of an Uma Shfela, of a lowly nation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to preserve the dignity of Klal Yisrael, only allows us to fall in the hands of people who are otherwise respected. The Maharal in several places, in the Chiddush HaGadol and in Netzach Yisrael, says that because Klal Yisrael are on a very high level, so the pasuk says, "V'nesancha Hashem Elyon al Kol Haaretz." So when someone is a Meitzar Yisrael, who are themselves Bivchinas Rosh, they themselves become a Rosh, because whenever you have an adversary, the adversary has to be a worthy adversary. So if Klal Yisrael is a Rosh, we need those who are going to cause us distress to also be a Rosh. The Iyun Yaakov suggests that since through the tzaros that Klal Yisrael has, it causes us to do tshuva. That's what motivates a tshuva movement. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to reward those who promote our tshuva. So who are the ones that cause us to do tshuva? The people who make our lives miserable, because it causes us to reconsider the way we've been living our lives. And therefore, they become a Rosh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them schar for being the impetus for our tshuva. So anyway, so Amrle, so Unculus asked his uncle Titus, Dine du gavra b'mai, what is your, what sort of suffering do you have in the next world? So Amrle, so Titus explained to Unculus, if you recall, at the end of yesterday's daf, Titus had asked to be cremated and for his ashes to be spread all over the place so that the God of Israel will not be able to gather him up and punish him. So he says, well, actually, that's that's exactly what's happening to me. But my depaska nafshe, exactly what I paskind on myself, that kol yoma michneshi lei lekitme, every day they gather up all my ashes from all over the place, from the seven seas, v'daimi lei v'kalulei, and they judge me and they burn me again, u'mevadre ashev yomi, and they again scatter me over the seven seas. So azal aski lebilam b'negida. So now Uncle said, let me consult with someone else. So he calls up Bilam with Ov. So Amalei, so Unklus asks Bilam, man chashab b'lama, who are the most chashab people in Olam Haba? So Amalei, Yisrael. He says, why, of course, the Jewish people. So Unklus asks him, malid bukibu, what do you think? Should I try to be Megayer and join the Jewish people? So Amalei, Bilam says, lo tidrosh loma b'tov asam kalayamim. No, don't look for anything for good for the Jewish people. Amalei, so Unklus says to Bilam, dine du gavra b'mai, what's your suffering like in the next world? Amalei, b'shichva zera rotachas, I'm boiled in burning shichva zera. That's my punishment in the world to come. And that goes Vitzionim. He says that it means that because he had tremendous taiva for nashim, so that's why he suffers in that way. Mida k'reg midan. Ben Yoyada, however, he says that the eish of Gehenim turns to shichva zera, so that even his fellow inmates in Gehenim are disgusted by him. They're at least burning in fire. He's burning in shichva zera, so they're all disgusted by him. Rashi explains that it's a mida k'reg midan because he's the one that caused the Bnei Yisrael to be mezana with the Bnos Moav, and that's why he burns in Shichva Zera Rotachas. And the Marsha says that it's an onesh on the fact that he was shochev imasono, he slept with his donkey, and that's why he's burning in Shichva Zera. So there are a lot of reasons why it could be Mida Keneged Mida for Bilam to dafka suffer in that way. So Azal Aske B'Negida L'Poshe Yisrael. So then he called up some of the Poshe, sounds like Poshe Yisrael is a group of people. However, in that Gos Vitzionim, he points out that in the old versions of the Gemara, it said Aske the Yeshu b'negida, that he called up Jesus, he called up Yeshu as someone to consult with about this, and that's they changed it to Poshe Yisrael. So Amalei, so Unklus asked Yeshu, Man chashav b'olam, who's chashav in olam haba? So Amalei, Yisrael. He says, why, of course, the Jewish people. Ma'olid bukibuhu, what's the idea? What do you advise about being megayer? So Amalei, so Yeshu said, Tovasam drosh ra'asam lo tidrosh. Look for good things for them, do not seek any evil for them. Kol nogeh ben, anyone who touches them, who tries to harm them in any way, kilu nogeh bevavas eino, it's as if they're touching their eyeballs. That it's a very sensitive thing to do. So Amalei, so Uncle said, dini du gavre b'mai, what's your suffering like in the next world? Amalei b'tzor atachas, in burning excrement. Damar mar, kol amalag al divrei chachamim, nidon b'tzor atachas. Anyone who mocks the divrei chachamim is going to be punished with Sarah Tachas. So says Gemara, just a remark, he consulted with three different people. Two of them were not Jewish, and one of them was Jewish. Tachazi Mabin Poshe Yisrael, the Nevi'ei Umas HaOlam. Look at the difference of the Avod Zarah. Look at the difference between Poshe Yisrael, that the worst of the Jewish people is miyaitz him to seek good for Klal Yisrael, whereas the highest of the Umas HaOlam, the Nevi'im of the Umas HaOlam, tell him to only do evil with Klal Yisrael. Poshe Yisrael have a neshama Torah somewhere deep down, and therefore, once they're removed from their guf, they're still going to advise, they'll go back to advising good things for Klal Yisrael. But the Nevi'ei Umos HaOlam will never advise anything good for Klal Yisrael. Tanya, Amr Blazer Borei, Kama Gedol Kocha Shal Busha, look at the power of Busha, Sheir Yisrael Kodesh Baruch Hu is Bar Kamtza, V'Hichra is Beis of Asar V'Seichalo. That wraps up the Bar Kamtza story. So the Gemara just has that one line to wrap up the Bar Kamtza story, that because of the Busha that he suffered, Kodesh Baruch Hu allowed him the success of coming up with a plan that ultimately destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. But we said that there were three stories. Atarnagol of Atarnagolta, Charev Tor Malka. The destruction of Har HaMelech was based on a Tarnagol and a Tarnagola. So now the Gemara is going to elaborate on when that happened, and how that happened, and what that story was about a Tarnagol and a Tarnagolas. So the Havanihigi, they used to have a minute, have a Mafki Chasan Vekalasa, when they would take out a Chasan and Kala to the Chuppah, Mafki Kamaya Tarnagol and a Tarnagolasa. They would take a Tarnagol and a Tarnagolas as a proper simin. Kalomar Pruruvu Katarnagolim. It was a symbol of Pruruvu. The Torah says, the bracha of Pruruvu by Behema, it does not say Pruruvu by Behema V'chaya, it only says it by Ophos V'dagim in the first parak of Sefer Bereshis, and by Adam. So they would take out a Tarnagolim as opposed to other birds, because a Tarnagol is called a Gever. That's what the Marn Yuma Dav Chafam Bey says. That's what the Marsha says. That's why we use a Tarnagol for Kaparos, because it's called a Gever. So it's like a substitute for a person, so to speak. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, tells us that Gamliel was darshening once, and he said one day, in Lasa Lava, women are going to give birth every day. So a certain Talmud mocked him and scorned him and said, Ein Kol Chadash Tachas Hashem, or something like that can never happen. So he says, oh yeah? I'll show you something in this world that's just like that, that a chicken lays an egg every single day. So that's what the Yin Yaakov says. So as a simon of Puravu, they would have to use a chicken, they would have to use a tarnagol, the tarnagoles. So they would have this tarnagol, the tarnagoles. So Yom Echad, one day, when the Jewish people were taking out the tarnagol and tarnagoles as part of the celebration for Chasan and Kala, have a kachaliv gundad Roma'i, a troop of Roman legions passed by that area, shaklinu minayu, and they took the tarnagolim from them. So naflu alayu, and the Jewish people started attacking these Romans, machanu, and they started hitting them. So asram le kesar, the Romans went back and reported to the kesar, mardu bach yudai, the Jewish people are rebelling against you. Now, why is that a sign of rebellion? So the pashup shot is, they were just upset at the Jewish people who attacked them, so they were malshin on them that they were rebelling. But the Ilan Yaakov says, no, it's more than that. The fact that they have such simanim for Puravu, why do they want to be part of a rabba so much? It must be that they're waiting until their numbers are great enough that they could stage a rebellion and they'll have the numbers to be successful, very similar to what Paro was choshed, that Pen Yirba Vahayaki Sekrena Melchama Venosav Kamuel Sonenu Vinilcham Banu, that they had the same chashash. They said, why do they want to have so many kids? They want to have so many kids because with population comes power, and with that power, they're going to rebel against you. Savabu Ahubar Droma, there was a certain southerner, Davakafitz Mila, who had the ability to run a mile in very fast time, Vikatalbuhu, and he would kill Romans. He was a powerful warrior. Shakli Kesar Letage, so the Kesar took off his throne from his head, Va'osve Aaron, and he placed it down on the ground. Amar Ribona Del Makula, and he said, Ribona Shalom, Inichalach, if it's good for you, Lotim Shre Lohu Gavra, don't give that me over, Ludidei Ulamalchuse, into the hands and the Malchus of that other person. Don't give me and my Malchus over, Biyade Dechad Gavra, in the hands of one person. Meaning, I know that they have one very powerful warrior. Don't give me over and my whole Malchus over to this one powerful warrior who's going to win the war for all of them. So actually, Pumi Bardroma, the mouth of that southerner was Machshil him. This southerner, who was such a powerful warrior, caused him to say something that was his undoing. For Amar, he said, Hello, Ata Elokim Zinachtanu Velo Teitze Elokim B'tzivoseinu, that we don't need the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in fighting our wars. We'll be able to vanquish our enemies on our own. So the Gemara says, what's so bad about saying such a thing? David Nami Amar Hachi. David said the same exact thing in Tehillim. So says Mar, no, David, Atmoy Kametama. David was saying it as a question. He was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why have you abandoned us and you're not fighting for us? Whereas the Bar Droma was saying, we don't need you to fight for us. That it's Kol Chivotim Yadi. We have the ability to do it on our own. So we do find that lashon that sometimes a person says something, and because they say something, unwittingly they cause their own downfall. We had a Masechah Sota, I think, that by Goliath, that he said a few things that alluded to his own downfall. So Ala Beis Akisei. So this Bar Droma went into the Beis Akisei. Asa Darkona, a snake came out of the toilet and shamte le karkoshe and took out his intestines v'nach nafshe, and he died in that way. That's such a gruesome death. So Amar hol v'shach shenisa hazimna. So the kesar said, "Wow, such a miracle happened for me that my greatest threat has now disappeared. Ashbukinu shavkinu va'azal. I better leave them alone. I'll leave Klal Yisrael alone." And he left the war effort. He said, "I'm not going to fight." So because Klal Yisrael was so happy that the threat had passed, is dakr va'achlu v'shasu. They started dancing and they're eating and drinking, and they lit candles. Adis chazi bilyona digushpanka berachuk mila, until there was so much light from the candles and the partying that the people from Kesar's army were able to see the image on a coin from a mil away from that city, because they had lit up the city so much, reminiscent of the light that came from the Simchas Beis HaShoeva that we have described at the end of Masechah Sukkah. So Amar, so when the Kesar saw this, he said, They're celebrating as if they have overpowered me, as if they have defeated me. I'm going to go right back to the war effort, and he attacked them. There were 300,000 soldiers with drawn swords that went into Tor Malka, and they killed for 3 days and three nights straight. And on the other side of the mountain, they were still celebrating because they didn't realize that there was a war going on the other side of the mountain, and they didn't realize what was happening, that what they were celebrating was not to be. They were celebrating that there wasn't going to be a war, and they were all about to die. So the Gemara brings a pasuk that we darshan on the killing of the people of Har HaMelech. The pasuk says in Eicha, Bila Hashem v'lo chamal eis kol na'os Yaakov. Ki asa Ravin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ravin came, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, what's na'os Yaakov? Elu shishim ribo ayaros. It's 600,000 cities, shayilo liyanei HaMelech bar HaMelech, that Yanei HaMelech had in Har HaMelech. And of course, Baruch Hu wiped them all out and had no mercy on them. Tam Rabbi Dom Ravasi, shishim ribo ayaros, hayilo liyanei HaMelech bar HaMelech, v'kol achas v'achas, hayilo ki yotzi Mitzrayim. And each of those cities had as many people as the Yotzi Mitzrayim, 600,000 people, chutz mishalosh, except for three cities, shayu behen kiflayim ki Yotzi Mitzrayim, that had twice as many people as the Yotzi Mitzrayim, 1.2 million, ve'eluhein, and those three cities were Kfar Bish, Kfar Shechlayim, and Kfar Dichraya. So Gemara says, well, those are funny names for cities. Why were those three cities that had 1.2 million people in them each called by these names? So Kfar Bish, Tolayavi Beselush Biza, Kfar Bish, Bish means bad. It means that they didn't give place for guests to sleep over. They were not hospitable toward their guests. Even though they had so many people, they were all rishayim, like Anshei Sodom, in terms of being stingy with their money. Ben Yoyada writes, well, how did they have such a massive population? It must be that they were good people. So you have to say that the reason they didn't give a place for guests to stay was not because of Midas Sodom. It was because they had so many people. They were choshesh that if they would have if they would have too many guests, then the prices, supply and demand of the marketplace would go crazy, and the prices would be impossible. So then it would be impossible for the aniyim that lived among them. So they didn't want too many guests to come, and they really had their best intentions in mind. The Ein Elio says something fascinating. He says, no, they hosted guests, but they didn't host guests in their house. They set up hachnasas orchim rooms for the guests. And they donated toward that, but they wouldn't accept them into their homes. So there was a lack of warmth in their hachnasas orchim. A fascinating comment. So that was Kfar Bish. Kfar Shechlayim was called Shaisa Parnasasan Min Shechalayim, because their parnasa came from a food called Shechalayim. Kfar Dichraya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kfar Dichraya is so called Shaynoshein Yoldos Acharon Tchiva V'Yoldos Nekeva Ba'Akrona. Their wives all had male children first, and then female children Uposkos, and then they stopped having children after having their boy and then their girl. Then they stopped having children. Gemara Basra and Dafta Zayin says that having a daughter is a simin for having a large family. Bas Tchila, the Gemara says, simin yafa lebanim is a good sign for having many children. So over here they did the opposite. They had it, not that you can control that, but they had a ben Tchila, and that was not a simin yafa lebanim. The Shef Shmaitzer writes in his Hagdam in the Sefer Yelaket Yosef, he points out over here, Shef Shmaitzer writes in his Akdama, Bas Tchila Simin Yafa Lebanim relates to what the Zohar HaKadosh writes, that Yira is referred to as a Bas, whereas the Torah is referred to as a Ben. And Kol She Yira Scheto Kodemus L'Chachmaso Chachmaso Miskayemus. The Mishnah Pergava says that when a person's Yira Schet precedes his Chachma, the Chachma will be Miskayem. And Kol She Chachmaso Kodemus L'Yira Scheto Ein Chachmaso Miskayemus. But if his knowledge of Torah comes before his Yiras Chet, then the knowledge is not going to last. And that's what it means, Bas Tchila. If the Yira, which is the Bas, comes first, then it's a Simin Yafal Abanim. Then the Torah, which is called the Ben, is going to be Meskayim. And that's what it means over here, that there were Molid Zacharim first, and then Nekevos. Meaning their Torah, which is the Zachar, came before the Nekeva, which is the Yiras Hashem. And that's why it was a bad sign. They were more interested in the intellectual knowledge of Torah, but not the matching Yiras Hashem that goes along with it. That's a beautiful explanation of the Ve'ilaket Yosef. So Amar Ulaldi Chazi Liyo Asra, he says, I actually saw Har HaMelech, Va'afilu Shitin Ravasa Kani Lamachzik. It couldn't even hold 600,000 reeds, let alone 600,000 people and cities, and so the description of the size of this place seems to be far overblown. Some of the stuki that Rabbi Chanina, certain stuki said to Rabbi Chanina, Shakri and Shakrisu, you guys are lying about what Har HaMelech was. Some of the Rabbi Chanina said to the stuki, Eretz Tzvi Ksivba, you don't know about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is described as an Eretz HaTzvi in Sefer Daniel. Matzvi Zeh in Oro Machzikas Pesaro, just like a deer, it looks like the skin is too small on it, it can't hold all of the flesh. So to Eretz Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael is in it, so it's expansive and it can hold so many people. But when Klal Yisrael is not in it, it contracts and it's not able to hold so many people. So right now there's no Jews in there, so you see it as a tiny little place, this Har HaMelech. But really was a massive place. It was a huge area. So now the Gemara tells stories about another place that was destroyed. Rav Minyumi Bar Chilkia, Rav Chilkia Bar Tuvia, Rav Huna Bar Chia, Haviyasi Gabi Adadi. This group of Chachamim were sitting together. Amri, and they said, if anyone knows anything about the people of Kfar Schanya Shal Mitzrayim, Lema, say it right now. So Pasachad Minayu, so one of them started speaking. Amar, Maisa Ba'aris Varusa. So there was a story of a man and a woman who were in Aris Varusa from Kfar Schanya. That were captured among the Avdi Chavim, the Yisium Zelazah, and the Avdi Chavim made them marry each other. They married them off to each other, which you would think is wonderful. They were getting married anyway. It was an Arus Farusaso. Amr lo, but the Arusa said to the Arus, "Bakash mimcha al tigabi, please do not touch me, because she'in li ksuba mimcha, I don't have a ksuba from you." And the halacha is that a woman without a ksuba is not allowed to live with her husband. It's an isser to live without a ksuba. So, which is pretty astonishing that they were going to be married anyway, and because they didn't have a ksuba, the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvos lo sase shin nun hey that any woman without a ksuba, it's a violation of losia kadesh. The Ramban disagrees, but the Gemara at least does say that if you don't write a ksuba, there's a whole discussion whether it's a Tanai Bezdin, whether it's automatic. So this might be assuming, like the Shita, that it's not automatic, that it's not a Tanai Bezdin, and without a ksuba, they're not allowed to live together. So v'lo nagaba ad yom moso, he didn't touch her until the day he died. Ukshemes, and when he died, Amr Lahan, this Arusa told people, Sibtu Lezer Shepit Beit Biyitzro, give a proper husband to this tzaddik that he overcame. Such a Yetzer Hara, Yoser mi Yosef, even more than Yosef at Tzadik with Eishes Potiphar overcame the Yetzer Hara. That's Parshas Pinchas, right? He's a descendant of Ben Potizeh, of the one who was Mefate Magalim L'Avodah Zarah, but also is the one who was Mefat Beit B'Yitzro of Yosef at Tzadik. So anyway, Dilu bi Yosef Lava El Chodeshaita. I'll tell you why this guy was even better than Yosef. Yosef only had to overcome the Yetzer Hara for that one moment when she was after him. Vaikol Yom of Yoma. This guy lived his entire life this way. Second, Vili Yosef Lav B'Chadamita. Yosef wasn't put in the same bed with Eishes Potiphar. Vahai B'Chadamita. This guy was in the same bed with me. And he overcame that Yetzer Hara. And third, Vili Yosef Lav Ishto. With Yosef, it wasn't his wife. Vahai Ishto. And this was his own wife. It was his Arusa. And he still overcame that Yetzer Hara. So the Iyun Yaakov asked the obvious question. Yeah, but with Yosef, the woman was after him and wanted him. With this case, she was saying no, that she was saying, I don't want you to touch me. So doesn't that balance? That's a stark akasha. So Pasuk Yidach V'amar, another one said, I'll tell you another story about the people of Kfar Schanya. Maisav Amdu Abar Modios B'dinar. One time there were 40 measures of grain that were sold for a dinar, so it was very cheap, and therefore there was plenty. So next are Ashar Modia Achas. And then the prices got slightly more expensive, 2.5%. Rise in prices. Ubatku Umatsu, and they tried to find out what happened, why are they suffering in this way that prices went up, and they found Avu Bino Shabal and Aram Rasa B'Yom HaKippurim, that there was a father and a son that had been Bol and Aram Rasa on Yom HaKippurim. Vevim LeBezdin, so they brought them to Bezdin, Uskalim, and they gave him Skila, V'chazar Ashar LeMakomo, and therefore the grain went back down in value, and they were able to, the prices went back to what they were, that they were able to associate it with an Avera immediately. Find the Avera, sniff out the Avera, and punish it immediately. That was the godless of these people. Pasach Idach, a third story about people from Kfar Schanya. A guy wanted to divorce his wife, but the ksuba was way too expensive, so he didn't want to have to pay it. So he wanted to set up his wife to lose her ksuba without him having to pay it. So ma'aso, what did he do? He invited some friends. He gave them to eat and to drink, and he got them nice and drunk. And he put them on the same bed with his wife. And he brought an egg white, and he put it in between these men and his wife on the bed. Then he brought in Adam. Look, look what's happening. Here's my wife and other people in the bed with her, and there's this white liquidy substance on the bed between them, as if to say it's Shechva Zera, that she had cheated on him, and therefore she deserves to lose her ksuba. So he brought it to a Bezdin. So the Bezdin happened to have one particular Zakin, who's from a Talmud of Shamei Zakin, his name was Bob Ben Buta. He says, it happens to be, I know that I have a mesora that egg white will dry up and wither and contract when you put fire next to it from the ur, and shikva zera will be docha the ur. It will be absorbed in the baguette, but it's not going to dry up and crumble. So we can check by exposing this to some fire and to some heat and see what it really is. Batku umatsu kudvar, and they checked, and Taka, he was right. Viviu lebezdin vilku, they brought this husband to Bezdin, they gave him malkus, vigbu ksubasa mimenu, and they made him pay the full ksuba. So again, there was a great justice system there in this place of Kfar Schanya. So Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef, Machadav Tzadikim Kulei Hai, if there were such great tzadikim, my time yonish, then why were they punished? Why were they destroyed? So Amalei, so Rav Yosef responded, Mishum delo yabal al Yerushalayim, because they weren't misabal properly on Chorban Yerushalayim. Dechsev, Simchus Yerushalayim, Vigilu v'kol o'avel, Sisu itom asos, kol ha-misablu maleha. And the implication is that those who are not misabal on it will not be able to celebrate. They're only going to be destroyed if they're not misabal. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Aleph and Beis, tells us that Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, the people of Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, were punished and were killed because they violated the issur of Los Osif and Loshav Biderech HaZeod. They violated the issur of living in Mitzrayim. So now goes from Yerucham Perla on the Sefer Mitzvot Rav Sadia Gaon in Los Asei Reish Lamed Hei, he says, it's Muchach from our sugya, like those Rishonim that assume that there's no issur of the Doros to go back to Mitzrayim, because here was a Kfar Schanya in Mitzrayim, and we're wondering, hey, why were they punished? And the Gemara never suggests, because they were living in Mitzrayim. It must be that our sugya holds that there's no iser to live in Mitzrayim, that it was something else. The iser was only that they weren't misabel on the Churban. So that's why our Gemara doesn't give that answer. So it's a machlokas hasugyas, whether the iser applies bizman hazeh. However, according to the other Rishonim that hold that even that the iser does apply bizman hazeh, then they might explain our Gemara that of course living in Mitzrayim is what caused their Churban, but there were two causes for the destruction of this city, not being misabel in Yerushalayim and living in Mitzrayim. So anyway, Asaka derispa Charev Beitar, the third story we alluded to at the beginning of this Agalata, was that because of the Shaka derispak, the maisa that happened with the wall of a chariot of women, that Beitar was destroyed. That when a baby was born, a baby boy was born, Shasli Arza, they would plant a male cedar tree, Yunukta, and if a girl baby was born, Shasli Torinisa, they would plant a female cedar tree, Vichavi Minasvi, and when they would get married, Kaitziluva of Duganana, they would cut down those trees and they would make a chuppah out of the trees that were planted at the times of their birth. So one day the daughter of Kesar was going through Beitar, Itvar Shoka Derispak, and the door of her, or the side wall of her chariot had broken. So Katsuar Zavailah, so they saw a cedar tree, they cut it down, and they used that to replace the panel that had broken. So So the Jewish people were very upset. This belonged to someone. This was a tree that represented a person. This represented a person. So they went and they attacked her. So Asra Malay, the Kesar. They went and they told Kesar, Mardabach Yudai, the Jewish people are rebelling against you. So Asalai, the Kesar came to battle them. So the Gemara brings a pasuk that was darshaned about the deaths of the Anshei Beitar and tells us about the scope of that tragedy. So the pasuk in Eicha says that Goda Bechari Af Kol Keren Yisrael Amar B'Zera Amar B'Yavo Amar B'Yochanan Eil Shmon Amel of Karne Melchama. These were the 80,000 leaders of troops that would blow the horns to gather their soldiers for war. Shenichnasu L'Krach Beitar B'Shosh L'Chdua, that all entered into Beitar when they went and vanquished it. V'Hargubah Anashim Anashim Etaf, and they killed men, women, and children. Atchalach Damen V'Nafal Yama Gadol, to the point that the blood went all the way to the Yama Gadol. Shema Tomer Krovais, unless you think the Yama Gadol is right near there. No, Rechokois Emil, it was a mile away. It was a river of blood that went all the way to the Yama Gadol. Tanya Reb Lazar Gadol Omer, Shnei Nechalim Yesh B'Bikas Yadayim. There are two streams in Bikas Yadayim. Echad Moshe Chelech V'Echad Moshe Chelech. One goes in one direction and the other in the other direction. V'Shiru Chachavim and Lacham assessed Shnei Chalakim Mayim V'Echad Dam, that it was two-thirds water and one-third dam. That's how much blood there was. B'Masnisa Tana, in a Brisa we learned Sheva Shanim Batru of the Chavim Es Karmei Midom and Shal Yisrael below Zevel, that there was so much blood that they were able to use it as fertilizer. They didn't need regular fertilizer to fertilize their vineyards. So the Gemara tells us about the punishment for the death of Zechariah now. Amr b'chir barav and Amr b'shur ben karcha, sachli zakin echim m'anshu Yishlaim, a certain zakin from the Anshu Yishlaim told me, b'vika zu harg nuvuzradin rav tabachim, that in this bika, nuvuzradin rav tabachim, who is the one that worked for Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel, killed Masayim v'achas esrei ribo, 2,100,000 people, Jewish people, because Masayim v'achas esrei is 211 times Rebo is 10,000. So 211 times 10,000 is 2,110,000, if my math is correct. Ubi Yerushalayim harak tishim ba'arba Rebo. And Yerushalayim Nuvuzradin killed 940,000 Jewish people. Al Evan Achas, on one stone, Atcha halach daman, to the point that their blood went, v'naga b'domashal Zechariah, and touched the blood of the Navi Zechariah ben Yoyada HaKohen, who was killed in the Azara. L'kayim Mashinemar, to fulfill that, which the Pasuk says in Hosea, v'damim b'damim naga'u, that one blood touched the other blood. So the Gemara tells us the story of the vengeance that Hashem took for the blood of Zechariah. Ashchei l'dmei Zechariah, Nevuzradin found the blood of Zechariah, v'dava kamaratik v'salik, and he saw that it was boiling. So Amar Mayhai, he said, what is this? Amar Le, they said, dam zvachem dishtapuch. It's dam, blood of karbanos that spilled. So I see dam v'lidimu, he brought other dam from animals, and he saw that it didn't match to the dam of the karbanos. The achronim are all bothered by the kasha. What do you mean? Didn't the pasuk in Chumash tell us, or Chazal tell us, based on the pasuk in Chumash, Rashi on Bereishis Perek Lamed Zayin, that when the brothers wanted to cover up the death of Yosef, they brought blood of a goat and they dipped the Ketonis Yosef in a blood of a goat, and it was looked exactly like human blood. So isn't it a match? What do you mean it wasn't a match, that they held the blood together and it wasn't a match? So the Riva on Sefer Bereishis says over here it wasn't only the blood of Zechariah, it was a lot of blood mixed together with the blood of Zechariah. The Taz on Bereishis says that no, if that's the case, then Nevuzradin would have realized that. No, it must have been that min hashamayim, the blood didn't look the same, even though normally it would have looked the same. So anyway, he didn't buy it. He didn't buy their story. So Amalu, he said, Yamisuli, look, if you want to tell me where the blood actually came from, mutav, that's great. Vilav, if you're not going to tell me, masrikna v'sarayich v'miskri de parzola, I'm going to scrape off your skin with iron combs. So Amalu, so they thought he was serious, so they told him, so my name alach, so what can we tell you? Neviya havaban, we had a Navi, davakamochlan b'mi who used to give us a very heavy musr, so we attacked him and we killed him. Now it's been many years and his blood will not rest. So Amalud and Vizradin said, I will appease him. He took all the Sanhedrin Gedol, Sanhedrin Katana, and he killed them all by that blood. The blood would still not rest. Young men, young women, he killed them all. The blood would not rest. All the children from schools, he killed them. Lo nach, the blood of Zechariah would not rest. So Amalei Vizradin said to the blood of Zechariah, 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 tovim shaben ibadetim. I've destroyed the best of the Jewish people. Nichlach tabdinu lekulu. You want me to wipe them all out? As soon as he said that, the blood of Zechariah rested. But he shaita at that time, and Rav Zadon saw what happened with the blood of Zechariah Kohen. Here at Tshuva B'dayte, he had a hearer of Tshuva. Amar, he said, Umayim al nefesh achas. Kach, if this is what happens when you kill one nefesh from Klal Yisrael, such an onesh chamor, hahu gavra, this guy, Rav Zadon, to kotel kolhani nishmasa, who killed so many nishamos, alachs kama, can you imagine what awaits me? So Arak, he ran away, Azul shadr shtar partasa bebesei, he sent a tzava to his house that explained what to do with all of his nechasim, the igayer, and he was megayer. So we see that in the times of greatest persecution, you have these stories of Geirus. Rav Reuven Margolius writes in that Kuntras that I referenced yesterday that there's no Hilchos Geirus in the Mishnayos because that would have been very very bad for the Jewish people, because the Goyim were taka nervous that a lot of their best people were being Megayer. So they couldn't put that in writing, the halachos of Geirus. They had to remain Torah Shebal Peh for a lot longer than much of the rest of Torah Shebal Peh. Anyway, Tana Naaman Ger Toshav Haya. Naaman was a Ger Toshav. He was Mekabel not to be Ovid of a Dezara, like a Ger Toshav. Nevizradan Ger Tzedek Haya. He was a real Ger Tzedek. He became a Jew. Mibnei Banav Shel Haman Lamdu Torah Bibnei Brak. The descendants of Haman learned Torah in Bnei Brak. There's a whole discussion. The Medrash tells us that you're not allowed to be Mekabel Gerim from Amalek. So how could it be that Bnei Banav Shel Haman learned Torah in Bnei Brak? So lots and lots of different answers to that question we're not going to get into now. Bnei Banav Shel Sisra Lamdi Tinokos B'Yerushalayim. The descendants of Sisra were teachers of young children in Yerushalayim. Bnei Banav Shel Sancheriv Lamdi Torah B'Rabin. The descendants of Sancheriv taught Torah publicly. Man Inun, and who are they? Shmaya V'Avtalion. It's Shmaya V'Avtalion, who themselves were Gerim. The Rambam in the Akdamah to the Al Chazaka writes that they were Gerim. The problem, of course, is the Rashbetz asks in Magen Avos that the Gemara Chagigat HaZayilam Beis says that one of them was a Nasi and one of them was not Beis Din. And the Halacha is, Mikarev Echecha Tosim Alecha Melech Kol Mosimu Shatameisim Lo Yoyal Mikarev Echecha. That you're not allowed to appoint a Ger to the position of Sarara. So how are Shemaya and Eftalion able to be enough Beis Din and a Nasi if they were in fact Gerim? So that also is one of those questions that has like a million answers. So Hainu Dechsiv, this is what the Pasuk means, Asati es Dama al Tzachiach Sela Levilti Hikasos, that Kodesh Baruch Hu told the blood of Zechariah to remain on the karka and not to be absorbed into the karka in order to arouse the anger so that there will be a reminder to take Nekama for the blood of Zechariah. Hakol Kol Yaakov Ayadai Midei Esav. So the Gemara darshins, the Yitzchak Avinu saw Benavua the cries of Yaakov. Hakol za Adrinus Kesar. That was the crying that Bnei Yaakov did in the days of Adrinus Kesar. Shari Bal Zanji Shom Tzrayim Shishim Ribo al Shishim Ribo, that he killed 1,200,000 people. Kiflaim ki Yotzi Mitzrayim, double the amount of Yotzi Mitzrayim. Kol Yaakov, and then the second Kol Yaakov, za Aspasinus Kesar. That's the crying we did in the days of Aspasinus Kesar. Shari Berkach Beitar Arba Meos Ribo, that killed 4 million people from the Yaakov, and some say it was 40 million people. That's a reference to the Bnei Esav, Shechrivas Batenu, that destroyed our Beis Hamikdash, Visarfa Sechalenu, and burnt our Hechel, the Glisonu Meirtzenu, and sent us into Golos. Dovracher, Akol Kol Yaakov, Ilchat Tfila Shemalel, Shein Bizar Shel Yaakov. Any Tfila that works, there has to be some descendant of Yaakov that was involved. Any milchama that's successful has to have some zera shel esav there. V'ayinu d'amar Rav Lazar b'shot lashon techavei b'chirchure lashon techavei. At a time of the people speaking against each other, so you should hide so they don't get destroyed. Amar Rav Yidom Rav, what does the pasuk mean? It says al naras bavel shom yishav negam b'chinu b'zachreinu es tzion melamit shorar Hakadosh Baruch Hu leDavid churban bayis rishon churban bayis sheni churban bayis rishon shneamar al naras bavel shom yishav negam b'chinu. David, Akadosh Baruch Hu showed David HaMelech both Chorbanos. Churban Bayis Rishon is referred to in that part of the Pasuk, that he saw Baruch HaKodesh, that Nebuchadnezzar is going to send Klal Yisrael into Golus Bavel when he destroys the Beis HaMikdash, and they're going to be Mekonen on the Churban. Bayis Sheni, Dechsev, Zuchar Hashem Levnei Edom, Eishom Yerushalayim Ha'omrim, Aru Aru Ada Yesod Ba, that he saw that Titus, from the descendants of Edom, is going to destroy Yerushalayim, and he davened that Akadosh Baruch Hu should remember Edom, that they destroyed Yerushalayim, and pay them back for what they they did. Amr Avdim Rishmol Vitem Rabbi Ami Va'ami Lo B'Masli Satana. Someone said that Ma'aser Barbel Leos Yilodim Yilodos Shenishbu L'Kalom. That one time there were 400 young boys and young girls that were taken to be treated as Pilagshim and Mishkav Zacharniks and everything. So Hirgishu Ba'atzman L'Mahim Mispakshim. They realized what they were being taken for. So Amr, the children asked him, Manutovim Bayam, if we jump overboard and we drown ourselves, are we going to be zocha to chay olam haba? Meaning they wanted to know whether suicide would cost them chay olam haba. They didn't want to be nichshal in the iser of mavid asma l'das. So Darshlan Agadoshven, the greatest among them, gave them a response, and he says, no, pasuk says in Tillim, Amar Hashem mi bashan ashiv. Ashiv mi metzulas yam. So mi bashan ashiv mi bein shine aryeh. From between the teeth of the lion is mi bashan mi bein shane. Ashiv mi metzulas yam means that I'll return you from metzulas yam to chayel maba el shetovim bayam. That's a reference to those who drown. Al kiddush Hashem. Kivin sheshavu yilados kach. When the children heard this, kafzu kulam nafalu tochayam. They all jumped right in to the yam. Tosas asks, but how is that allowed? Isn't it mavid atzma l'das? The Gemara says that. That the time of the Akedah of Rabbi Chanan ben Tridon and Kiddush Hashem, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Ches, they wrapped him with flammable material and they put something on him to prevent the fire from killing him immediately. And the Talmidim said, "Open your mouth, let the fire go inside, so you'll die quicker." And he said, "No, I can't do that. I'm not going to kill myself." So isn't it an isur to be mavid atzma l'das? So Tos says that these children were afraid of Yisurim, and when you're afraid of Yisurim, you're allowed to be mavid atzma l'das. Or that they were going to be persecuted, Balkarcham, and they weren't being taken to be killed. They were taken to violate Averos, and they knew that they weren't going to have the option to be killed. So Nasi Yoladim Kalvachom Biatzman, the children made a Kalvachom Amru, Mahalalu Shadarka Lakach. If the girls jumped overboard, they were the ones that jumped in first. If the girls jumped overboard and they were willing to give themselves in there, it's Darkan Lakach. So it's not even as big of a bizayon for them to suffer such a fate. So Kach, and still they jumped overboard. Anu Shein Darkenu Lakach. We are going to suffer an even worse fate because it's not even the Derech HaOlam to be taken as, for such things. Alachas Kama V'Kama, all the more so we should do that. Af Heim Kaftu L'Tochayam V'Aleim HaKos V'Omer Ki Alecha Ragn Kol Yem Nechshav M'Katzol N'Tivcha. And they also jumped overboard, and it's about them that the Pasuk says Ki Alecha Ragn Kol Yem. And that is the first of the five drashos on the Pasuk Ki Alecha Ragn Kol Yem. So we're falling a little bit behind, but Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up with the next four drashos on the Pasuk of Ki Alecha Ragn Kol Yem. And tomorrow's Amud Aleph is long, but Amud Beis is a little shorter, so hopefully we'll be able to catch up. Everyone have a wonderful evening.
You as well. Thank you. Call those. Bye. Take care.